When we are in trouble, what are we to do? Psalm 107 gives us the answer. Psalm 107 deals with the various calamities people face and, more specifically, challenges faced by the Jewish people in biblical times. So how does that apply to us many thousands of years later? Well, for one thing, reading the headlines today, we see the Jewish nation once again facing challenges and fighting multiple enemies, and we should pray for God's protection for Israel and the Jewish people. Secondly, Psalm 107 shows us that when we are in distress, it is a comfort to pray this psalm, for we see that those who prayed it received deliverance. God always answers prayers. And, as the saying goes, his answers are yes, no, and not yet. But he always answers. If we are afraid to pour out our hearts to God, then reading any of the Psalms is a help. God has included these intimate and heartfelt prayers in the canon of Scripture for our benefit. Nothing is contained in Scripture by accident. The Psalms are there to remind us that we must earnestly and honestly share with God what is on our hearts. Let's take a few verses from today's psalm as an example. They went astray in the wilderness, even in the desert, and found no city to dwell in. They were hungry and thirsty, and their soul fainted within them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. This pattern is repeated throughout the psalm. The heartfelt afflictions are described, including banishment, dispersion, captivity, imprisonment, and sickness. In each case, the calamity is described, and then the following repeated refrain. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. When we are afflicted and downtrodden, this should be our prayer. Cry unto the Lord, and he will deliver you from your distress. Now, will the answers always be what we want? No, because most times we have the wrong idea of what form that deliverance should be. We tend to want different things than God, because he is all-loving and wise, and we are often short-sighted. But he does answer us and deliver us. And finally, there's another phrase that is repeated in the psalm. Oh, that they would therefore praise the Lord for his goodness and declare the wonders that he has done for the children of men. When we are delivered from our troubles, we are reminded to praise God. Have you ever noticed that when we are in trouble, I mean real trouble, we are quick to pray? But when we're delivered, while there is an initial sense of thankfulness, in general, there is a lot less in the way of thanksgiving than there is in the way of petition. You can see this from any prayer list. God help us to remember to call out to the Lord when we are in trouble. And when we receive deliverance, to praise the Lord for his goodness and declare the wonders that he does for the children of men.